This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. This morning we heard from representatives of the National Bison Growers Association about bison as a niche market.
You know, the more the word gets out about it, people like Dr. Oz, who talked about it a couple years ago, that helped the surge of interest in buffalo or bison. People realize they're more health conscious nowadays. They realize that they want what they put in their bodies, they want it to be good and good for you, and bison offers all this.
When people hear about bison growers, they may immediately picture them in one of the Western Plains states, but there are actually a few in our own backyard. Margaret Gall raises bison in Greenville. She has about 30 head total that she raises on 35 acres of pasture. Although Gall says she treats her bison no different than she would beef cattle, there is a difference in how long it takes them to reach slaughter maturity.
It takes about 3.5 to 4 years to get it up to about 1,200 pounds. That's what I like to slaughter them at. A lot of people like to slaughter them less. You know, if I have somebody that wants one, they might do it, you know, 1,000 pounds, because it is 250 live weight to buy the animal, and they want to buy it cheaper.
When the calves are born, about how big are they?
They're about 40 to 50 pounds. But I mean, within 2 or 3 weeks, you can just see them babies just grow like everything. But they start eating hay at 2 days old.
Really?
Yep.
That's impressive. Now, do you supplement any of their diets with grain or anything like that?
No,
or is it just pasture and hay?
Just strictly pasture and hay in the wintertime.
When the bison have reached maturity, Gull says now is the best time of year to sell them.
Best time, you know, is in the winter time. You know, I like to sell them because the animals just look so much better in the winter time. They've got all their hair, and they just, in the summertime, they slick off and they shed that hair, and in the spring of the year, they are ugly.
When she does sell the meat, Gull says it's mainly to a few health-conscious customers.
There is a couple of health-conscious people that buy, you know, the animal, but it's low in cholesterol. If you're a heart patient, buffalo is good for you because it does not have the fat content.
Although when it does come time to sell the meat, those who are interested may have to be patient. Margaret Gall can only sell the live weight of the animal, not just cuts out of her freezer.
But I have to have the whole animal sold before I can take it to a slaughter plant, because I can't sell meat individually because Illinois does not allow you to do that.
So when you do,
you have to sell live weight.
Okay. So, yeah, that would be important. You have to sell it as a whole every time.
Yep. So, I have to sell the whole animal. And, you know, I have buffalo in my freezer, and, you know, I can't take, you know, they buy a quarter. I can't put 3/4 of an animal in my deep freeze and then sell it to the public. They have to go to the slaughterhouse and purchase the animal that I've taken over there. They pay me the live weight, and they pay Cordy's the processing fee. I'm not involved in the processing. I can't be.
So does it ever become an issue that you would have a quarter of the animal sell and then have a hard time finding people to buy the other 3/4 of it?
Yep. And a lot of people want it, but they just can't afford to buy the whole price of a buffalo.
Right.
They want the meat. I tell them, I said, you know, you can go to Whole Foods in Missouri. And I said, you'll pay outrageous price. I said, I think hamburger is going like $12 a pound at Whole Foods in Missouri.
Wow, that's definitely more expensive than your run-of-the-mill beef cattle.
Yes, it is. It's a lot more expensive than your run-of-the-mill. But if you take and process the animal and the weight, you know, and all that stuff, you figure it out, you will probably have somewhere around $7 to $8 a pound in your meat. That's your steak, your roast, your burger. And burger, in some places, you know, you can buy it for $8 a pound if you can find a little marketer. But like Whole Foods down there in St. Louis, you know, it's $12.
Now,
there are very few places that sell buffalo meat.
Again, that was Margaret Gall, bison grower out of Greenville. Terry Lieb runs Lieb Farms in Monticello. Not only does his family farm corn and soybeans, he also raises bison.
Yeah, I've got approximately 40 head of bison right now, and I got started back in 2001. I was down at a farm sale, and an old guy had one he'd raised from a calf. And I'd always been interested in bison ever since I was a little kid. So I thought, if I'm going to start with one, I'm going to start with a halfway tame one. And that's the rest of the story, how I got started. And it's just kind of, you know, build up from there.
One thing Lieb says he's learned about bison is that if you need to handle them, you need to think outside the box.
Well, it's kind of, you outsmart them. You don't make a bison do anything. You got to make him think he's wanting to do it. So what we do is we have a corral made out of guardrail, and it's 8 foot tall, and we have walkways around the outside of it. And what we do is we put their water so they have to walk through this corral to get to their water. And so we just, when we want to work them, we just kind of wait for them to walk in there and slam the door.
After the bison have been processed, Lieb says the quality of the meat may surprise those who have never tried it before.
I like to tell consumers that bison doesn't have a gamey taste like deer or anything. It tastes a lot like beef, only a little sweeter. So don't hesitate not to eat it because you think it's gamey tasting, because it's not. It's a very healthy meat. So I have a lot of people that have heart conditions. It's low in cholesterol and things like that. They'd eat it, and it's very healthy meat.
So it is a bit healthier than, say, a regular beef burger or a steak?
Oh, yeah, it's leaner than chicken, so, you know, it's got a lot of health benefits to it.
And even though it's leaner than chicken, is it still kind of, you get that tender feel for it?
Yeah, you just don't want to overcook it, you know. When you're cooking a steak, about medium's about as far as you want to go, because it doesn't have hardly any fat in it. So if you cook it too long, it'll get tough. So, you know, you kind of have to experiment with it the first time.
Many other livestock breeders have national and state associations they belong to. Although there is a National Bison Association, there currently is not a state association. But Lieb says that won't be the case for much longer.
Not at this moment, but we're starting one. The Illinois-Indiana Bison Association, we've got our articles of incorporation before the state, so whenever they're approved, we're ready to go. So I would encourage anybody that hears this, if they raise bison, to contact me. And this is going to be a very good organization. We're going to have sales once a year. It'll be a place for them to sell their animals and buy animals. So if they're interested, just contact me at liebfarms.com.
Do you think there are many producers in the state of Illinois and Indiana for buffalo? And if so, what's kind of the size range of the farms?
You know, it's funny. I'll be driving through out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll see a bison somewhere. There's several that's probably 20 or 30 bison, and then there's a few great big ones, but most of them are small producers, and you'll just be driving along, and there they are.
As for Lieb himself and the future of his personal farm...
Well, we're primarily grain farmers, corn and soybeans, but I'm getting up there to the age, I'll be 60 next year, and whenever I retire, I have two sons that farm with me. I think I'll kind of do this for meat and tourism.
Again, that was Terry Lieb of Lieb Farms in Monticello. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.